Captain's Log. Thursday, July 14, 2016. Malcolm and I have left France. It indeed was an absolutely delightful time with the French. They were lovely people and treated us very, very well. We are now boarding an aeroplane towards Panama Airport, at which location we shall change aeroplanes and catch another one to San Jose, Costa Rica, where we have an appearance and performance booked at an anime convention named Carbon Fest. We look forward to updating you on the captain's log once we touch down. We must now put our devices into aeroplane mode, so we shall talk again later. Captain's Log, Friday, July 15, 2016. After a delightful 10 hours of movies on the aeroplane, we have arrived at Panama Airport. We shall make a transition of vessels. We have a connecting flight to San Jose, Costa Rica booked. However, things have not gone according to plan. Whilst at the airport, my manager Naoko became ill. We rushed her to the bathroom, where she dealt with illness in a stoic and heroic fashion. However, this has led to the very unfortunate situation of us missing our connecting flight. Yes, we've missed our flight to Costa Rica. We have very few options available. One, stay the night in Panama and catch a plane tomorrow, as it's already 10 p.m. Two, try to get to Costa Rica by some other means, such as swimming, gliding, or possibly being towed on a rope by a utility van. Third option, eat a cockroach. This will not bring us closer to our goal of getting to Costa Rica. Our connecting flight has been missed. We must overstay the night in Panama and then move onward to Costa Rica in the morning. However, another unfortunate development has also taken place. When we arrived in Panama Airport and went through immigration to go to our hotel, at which we shall stay the night, we were dismayed to go to the baggage carousel to find one of our suitcases has been lost. We have lost a suitcase. We do not know where it is. However, after extensive running around the airport and talking to various staff members, we believe it is in Paris. A suitcase containing many valuable things belonging to us is in Paris. We would really like to have it with us here now. Luckily, we believe most things we need to do the performance on the weekend are in the suitcase that we have. We shall, however, get back to you with more information as soon as we know it. Captain's Log, Saturday, July 16, 2016. We are now in San Jose, Costa Rica, where we have arrived without our lost suitcase, with our non-lost suitcase, and with some very happy Costa Ricans. It is a pleasure to be here in Costa Rica. It is a beautiful, beautiful country, and today I performed at Carbon Fest, a large anime convention in San Jose, Costa Rica. It was a lovely show, and the Costa Rican people are treating us very well. delightful. However, the problem of our missing suitcase is yet to be solved. As far as we can tell, the suitcase is in Paris, and there is no way to get it to Costa Rica before we leave. Both airlines involved are blaming the other and saying they are unable to do anything to get us back our luggage. This brings us great inconvenience and unwillingness. We are unsure as to exactly how to proceed to get our suitcase back, but it may or may not involve eating a cockroach. Captain's Log, July 17, 2016. Exhaustion and possibly scurvy are reaching new levels. Yesterday on Saturday, I performed for 25 minutes and did 3 hours of fan meeting and greeting. 3.5 hours. Today on Sunday, I performed for 45 minutes and did 5 hours of fan meet and greeting. It has indeed been a push, but we have made it in the end. However, gankiness has needed to be sacrificed. I feel I have given a lot of myself over, and there is very little left to give. I am nodding off a little bit. I might have to Monday, July 18, Captain's Log. Despite having worked exceptionally hard all weekend, with the added stress of attempting to find my lost suitcase and trying to work and perform despite the things that I have lost in my lost suitcase. Today we went Costa Rican sightseeing. Costa Rica is indeed a beautiful country. Went to many natural sites, which were gorgeous. However, it cannot be denied that exhaustion grips my body. I feel as though the dark nights of nakeddom are charging at me, pulling me down, dragging me into the earth, scorching me with their horrible hellfire. Let's hope Lady Beard has the strength to rise again, to become kawaii, to rid the world of evil and all that is untoward. Captain's Log, Tuesday, July 19, 2016. Sleeplessness and exhaustion are reaching new heights. Ability to talk coherently, move freely, waning. Going back to Japan today. So far, 3 cockroaches have been eaten. Insanity takes his toll.
This has been another SBS Pop Asia podcast.
Download the free app for Android and iOS and tune in again.
Wherever you are. Non-stop, non-stop.